Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Muhammad calling from our show. Alhamdulillah, a message of concern. So let me open up with a prayer. Alhamdulillahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim, Malik Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim, Siratal Ladzina An'amta Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Waladdallin. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. We pray Almighty God, Allah, to always do the right thing, and inshallah, make our intentions be good, strong, and right. Alhamdulillah. We are usually the hosts, usually on Tuesday night, is Sister Daya, but evidently she's having some type of difficulty. And so we'll open up and do the best we can. Alhamdulillah. And praise be to Allah. So I see a couple of the hosts. And so I'll open up for them. I'll open up. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. All praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. So, if you want to take it from here, I really appreciate it. I'm dealing with a situation. I'm dealing with my aunt.
Yes, sir.
And everything. So,
Alhamdulillah. You go ahead on and inshallah, I'll take it from here.
Okay, I'll praise be to Allah. Okay, all right, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
What language is Islam? A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also bear witness and testify that there is only one creator. There's only one God. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal of the prophet, the last prophet, and Allah's messenger and God, and servant. So we give all the believers the greeting of peace, of Islam alaikum. Alhamdulillah. So we're trying to work together on this, trying to keep this going. Praise be to Allah. This is the message of concern, and the whole purpose of the message of concern is to address one of the main problems that is existing in the world today, and that's images in religion. Images in religion. And that's a serious thing, brothers and sisters. This is the reason that we're not gonna back up on this. We're gonna keep hard, keep pushing. And our leader, Imam Wafdi Muhammad, he said, I want to make just a few points. He said, first, I want to say to you that whether you realize it or not, you who support my call to have racial images removed from the worship of God are doing something more important than anything anyone has done since Prophet Muhammad. Nobody since Prophet Muhammad has ever done anything that is more important in religion than this. removing all racial images from worship. In fact, that is exactly what he emphasized in his preaching. La ilaha illallah. La sharika la. There is no God except Allah. There is nothing like him. In the Holy Quran, it says, we shall make them know what it is they have done. When Prophet Muhammad preached it, it wasn't time. God has not chosen time to go into the depth of what they had done with this corrupt idea of worship of God. But he dealt the blow to that idea. The full extent of the harm that it had done to society was yet to come out. And the Holy Quran says, we shall make them know exactly what it is they have done. Now, it is going to take time. But you who are doing the work, Allah is with you. If you are sincere, if you don't go out with racism in you, don't go out as a racist to condemn another race. Go out as a follower of Al-Islam, a believer in the true religion, accepting the leadership in the community of Imam Warizdin Muhammad. And if you go out like that, innocent, desiring nothing but to serve Allah in the right way and to do what is right and proper as a Muslim, and you should support this drive to remove all racial images from worship. I guarantee you that the peoples may want to kill you, but they won't be able to kill you. They might want to put you off your job and make you starve. They wouldn't be able to starve you. Maybe you will suffer a little bit, but for suffering, you would be rewarded so many times more, so much so that you would thank Allah for giving you a chance to sacrifice some of yourself. I'm telling you that there is nothing that Allah is with at this particular time more than he is with this drive.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shuja. Yeah, I think your phone dropped. I see 323-867. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shuja. Your call dropped. Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, you was right in the middle of it, and your call dropped.
Alhamdulillah.
You're right. Last thing. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
So, alhamdulillah, I don't know where I was at. So, praise be to Allah.
You said that Allah is with it. You know, if you could just stay with it just a little while.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It say that I'm telling you that there's nothing that Allah is with at this particular time more than he is with this drive to remove all racial images from worship. Fear not. Allah is always God, always in control. And goodness is always the power on earth. All you have to do is let the good come out of you and help other people to bring it out. So trust good thoughts, good motivations, and good desires. If you trust them and have faith in them, you will change the world. No opposition is too big for us. Imam, the Honorable Imam Waqidi Muhammad, servant of Allah. Alhamdulillah, so he was committed to the same thing that we are committed to, and that is to remove all racial images from worship. You know, we know how detrimental and oppressed that this is to people. You know, we realize that, and we keeping this movement going. I'd like to read a little bit something from the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Surah 11, and it start off with Ayat 91. If we give a man a taste of mercy from ourselves, and then withdraw it from him, behold, he is in despair and fall into blasphemy. But if we give him a taste of our favor, after adversity has touched him, he is sure to say, all evils had departed from me. Behold, he fall into exultation and pride. Not so do those who show patience and constancy and work righteousness. For them is forgiveness of sin and a great reward. Perchance thou mayest feel the inclination to give up a part of what is revealed unto thee. And thy heart feeleth strained, lest they say, why is not a treasure sent down unto him? Or why does not an angel come down with him? But thou art there only to one. It is Allah that arranged all affairs. Or they might say he forged it. Say, bring ye then 10 silvers forged like unto it, and call to your aid whomsoever you can, other than Allah, if you speak the truth. If then they, your false God, answer not your call, know ye that this revelation is sent down, replete with the knowledge of Allah, and that there is no God but he. Will you even then submit to Islam? Sallallahu Qadim, surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. So it's Allah. It's the object of worship. You know, it's not giving ourselves to everything that makes us progress a little. You know, that's money, that's knowledge, you know, a good home, a good car. You know, these things is what we need, and it helps us get through the day, you know. But they are not God. These are not God. We don't give ourselves to these things. You know, we don't worship these things. You know, we give our worship is for Allah alone. This is what the Quran is saying, you know, and that Allah is going to bless you. And when he bless you, don't become arrogant. You know, don't become like the man that says that everything that he got it from his own hand. You know, don't become selfish. You know, and we are here to sort of balance everything and bring to you the reality of what we are doing every day and what we are experiencing every day. And praise be to Allah, we know we got bills to pay, you know, water bills, electric bills, and we know that all these bills is going up. Everything is going up. The cost of food, brothers and sisters, is so high that it's just unbelievable. Food, you know, you go in to spend $50 or something like that, and you wind up spending $120. You know. So, brothers and sisters, our only hope is in God, and our action is to establish businesses in the community, and come together and support each other. Support each other, brothers and sisters. That's what we are encouraging. That's what we're preaching. You know, we got to support each other. And when we support each other, brothers and sisters, things is not going to be such of a burden. And we have money that we can help our children with. We'll be able to buy groceries and things like that, and have bills and things that is oppressing us. We'd be able to have a little money in the bank, you know, and it's just a matter of us taking out time and figuring out what you want to do. Figure out what you want to do, and then apply that mind to it. Apply that mind to it. That's what we learn in school, brothers and sisters. Is learn how to apply that mind, you know. And if we apply that mind and we believe that we can do a thing, it's going to become manifest. We're going to see the reality of it. The only thing we're saying is that you just don't become arrogant. Always give praises to Allah. All praises is due to Allah, you know. Shaitan is pushing the idea that one of the nationalities is Allah, you know, and that we should give ourselves and should depend on one of the nationalities, you know, and the nationality that we're talking about is Caucasian, you know, and Caucasian, they know that, they will tell you that. That they are favored, and that all the ideas and concepts in religion and advertisement is in their image and is pushing their image forward as godlike, as one that we should depend on. The one it's an image that we feel that will save us. You know, it's the image that we feel that we had to give ourselves to. You know, if we want to be beautiful, then we copy the Caucasian image. You know, and doing that, brothers and sisters, we are taking the worship that we're supposed to be giving God to an image. You know. And throughout the Bible, over 40 different places in the Bible, 40 some places, it tell you the wrong in worshiping images, you know. So, brothers and sisters, we pray that Allah bless all of us and forgive us for our sin and bless us that we come to the difficulties before us. What we gonna do? We gonna check and see is our brother Akbar is on, and inshallah, let him say a few words. Inshallah, brother Akbar. Alhamdulillah. We don't know whether or not that somebody else is in the queue. But if anybody have a... If anybody have a... Rank Salam, is anybody else in the queue?
No, not at this time, my brother.
Okay, no problem.
Is in the queue. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. I thought I heard somebody had came in, but I guess not. Alhamdulillah.
No.
Well, we are gonna keep on moving. Praise be to Allah. You know, and we know that what we got to do. You know, we got to establish some business. That's important. This is the second half of the presentation on methods. Establishing business in the community, supporting those that are establishing business and making it easy on them so they can be successful and they can pull us in and turn around and support us. So that's the way it goes. You know. Real estate. They say real estate is about one of the good things that you can go into and you can be successful. Going into real estate, you know, it's a good investment, and inshallah, you can get an income on that. You know, it's just a matter. If you get real estate, you got to do something with it, brother. You got to do something with it. You can't have real estate and you're not doing nothing with it or paying taxes. You fell in the same trap that you was in before, you know. So we had to figure out some of the things that we can do with real estate, you know, to become successful. It's just like business. You got to figure out what business you're going to go into. You know, it's the same thing. So real estate is good if you work in real estate, if you use the real estate, you know. I know McDonald's, they say that's one of the main things that McDonald's is in, and that's real estate. McDonald's, you see. So it's more than just these things that we see. The things that we don't see also is going to enable us to make money, you see, and become successful, see. We had to support each other. Many of us is in good situations. I may be in good condition, but we just holding everything. Every day, we gain, and we make money. We got money, you know, but we can't figure out how we can make that money work for us. We got to figure it out, brother. The Imam had made a point about just having money and not spending it, you know. And that is a serious thing. It's just having money and not spending it, you know. The more you spend it, the more you got an opportunity to build it up, to make it grow, you know, and be successful, you know. You're going to make mistakes. We're going to make mistakes. I know that. I believe that. We're going to make mistakes. But we try to make as small, as little mistakes as we possibly can. Praise be to Allah. I'd like to give you a little bit more information. Inshallah. This is important. This information that I'm giving you It's coming from the email walk behind. And it's reference to the people that's setting up businesses in our community. And right now, they is getting money from the people in the community, money that we should be getting. And they have been successful with it. The imam said that the immigrants want to use black like Jews did. And I remember that. I remember in down south, every store that a Jew had, he had a black guy sitting out in the front. Had a black guy sitting out in a chair in front of it. And it was just like a trademark, you know. He said, well, the Jews use them, and the Jews are gone. Let us go in there. We have the money. We can buy their property. And this is what's happening, brothers and sisters. They're buying the masjid. They're paying the insurance for the masjid and businesses. Houses and different things like that. You know, they're buying that from us, and this is the reality. You said that we can buy their property, we can buy their neighborhood, we can own stores in their neighborhood, and this is so true. We can be the second wave Jew. We can be the next Jew, but they are our brothers. They are our Muslim brothers. And you know all of the blacks of America, they are our brothers. You know they came from Islam. They were brought from Africa, and Africa is Islam. They belong to us, brothers. All the blacks belong to us. They are our brothers. And what do they want to do to their brothers? Colonize it. They want colonies in America at our expense. That's what we want. And if we are stupid enough to do it, that's probably what they would have. Believe me, America is not going to stop you. If we are stupid enough to give up our responsibility for our own neighborhood, for our own life and future in this country, the United States government is not going to stop the Arabs, the Indians, the Pakistanis, or whomever. They are not going to stop it. The government is not going to stop taking over our becoming the control in our life. So brothers and sisters, we can see that reality. We can point that reality out to you right away. That reality is real. You know. People that supposed to be our brothers, they are not selling the best to the neighborhood. They're continuing what already is happening in the neighborhood. They're selling pork. They're selling alcohol. You know, they're selling lottery. You know, they're gambling. And they're selling drugs. So they're not our brothers in the sense is that they want the best for the people. they're not our brothers where they want the best for us. They our brothers in the faith. But for as far as want the best for us, they're sacrificing. They're sacrificing the faith and going after the money. So this is what's going on, brothers and sisters. We don't have no control over it because we don't want to get into it. We don't want to get into the game. We don't have no control over it. We got to submit to it. We can't do nothing about it. You know? And the only time that we are able to do something about it is when we start establishing business in our community, our city. And we can control. We can control the business. We can get in control of the money. You see? It's just a matter of us doing it. We got to do it. And we are asking you, the brothers and sisters in different cities, that they establish business in the community and let the Muslim know that you're going into business. That you're a Muslim and you're going into business. And right there, you know, you're out in America letting them know that you need their support. Let them know what the mass is. You know, let's get an announcement, a time. You know, let's have announcement time at the masjid. Anytime we have a meeting, let's have announcement time. So we can know what new person done open business and establish business. You know, it's a beautiful thing to me. You know, it's a challenge. It's a challenge, and we can do it. But also, it's a liberation. It's freedom. It means that I got to have a desire to be. I had to have a desire to be independent. I had to have a desire to do for myself. You know, not to be dependent on nobody else. It's you got to have that spirit. You got to have the spirit, brothers and sisters. You know, you can't just have the spirit just to get money. You know, you got to have the spirit. You know, to establish our peoples. You're not doing this just for you only. We doing it for our people in the community. You know, when we became a Muslim, we shouldn't disregard our sisters and brothers. Just because we became a Muslim, we shouldn't disregard them. They're still our sisters and brothers. We may have different religions. We may have different religions. But I can't disregard my brothers and sisters. I never did disregard my brothers and my sisters. I always believe that whatever success that African American had, that's my success also. You know, I that's because I'm a Muslim don't mean that I'm gonna separate myself from you and I'm better than you. You know, you can't have what I have. You can't do what I do. No, I didn't. I'm like Malcolm. You know, leave your religion at home. Leave your religion at home, and let your religion work for you. You know. But your sister, brother, we the same. We the same, brother. So let's stand up. Let's stand up. Let's be men. And the women, they're trying real hard. Women is trying real hard. So the men, that means we're going to have to try extra hard. Because we're target. We're target. We've been a target every on the payroll was here most of the time. Noah and Abraham, we've been a target. You know, the payroll said, let's destroy. Let's kill the youth, the male youth, and let the women folks live. We've been a target, you know. So we as African American men, we're gonna have to do extra hard. We're gonna have to do extra work, you know, because it's coming at us more than it's coming at anybody else, you know. So praise be to Allah. Inshallah, is Akbar on? I guess he didn't come on. So alhamdulillah.
I don't see. Yeah, I don't see Brother Akbar.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. I should have called. I didn't call him. I called Rafi, and Rafi coming on tomorrow.
All right.
He's gonna come on. And Rafi is long-winded. He will talk. Alhamdulillah. We need these young folks, brother. We need these young folks.
Yes, sir. Yes,
we
sir.
We need these young folks to come on, you know, and talk to us, you know. More than we think.
Praise be to Allah. I'm dealing with my auntie right now.
Okay, then. All right,
hospital.
All right, I understand. So I'm gonna deal a few more minutes, and then I'm gonna say a prayer. I'm gonna shut it down. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good.
I'll praise be to Allah. I'm not as long-winded as I used to be. You know. Alhamdulillah. That's right. I like that. We get to have these young brothers. We ask them for your help. We ask them for the young folks to come on and speak out with us. Just come forward and tell us. Stand right straight up to us and say, I said, I'm gonna make them and tell us that what you want to do. You know. I'm telling, if you go at it any other way, then it's a possibility that you're gonna be influenced, you're gonna be controlled, and I hate to see you like that. My children, I wouldn't want my children to go where they're going to something that they are controlled. And the people is not respecting them, and they're using them, and all that stuff, and things, you know. So right here, you can talk to us. You got the freedom to disagree with us. You know, disagreement don't bother us. You know. And you have the freedom to bring forth your idea, you know, and what we are dealing with is removing all racial images out of worship, and we the name of our program is A Message of Concern, you know, and we are the one that's bringing the message of concern, you know, to the American people, This is to the American people and any other people. You know, if they are not from this country, we're talking to them too. You know, and if they have anything to say, anything to bring that will help us address this terrible problem of images in religion and false worship, you know, they're free to express themselves. They're free to bring it on. So we're not prejudiced about who come and talk. Anytime you deal with the truth, you're not gonna have no problem with people letting you allow you to speak. You know, allow you to talk and say your mind. If you're dealing with truth. Now, if you're dealing with a lie, if you got a scheme, you know, and you perpetrating and things like that, but then, you know, in many cases, you know, they don't want some of your truth, you know, because some of your truth might be on them, and it might be affecting them, you know. If you got the truth that's coming from the Holy Quran, the open truth, you know, many imams, the brothers and sisters, they don't have no problem with you walking up or coming up and asking us, could I say something? Or I would like to say something. You can stand up and take a stand and talk to the American people and talk to the problem, address the problem. You know, we all see the problem. You know, it shouldn't be just one person addressing the problem. All of us, you know, should stand up against the problem. As many as possible to stand up against the problem, and we can. You say, well, are you sure it's a problem? Well, we can prove that it's a problem. We can prove that false worship is a problem. We can prove that images in religion is a problem. We can prove that it's a lie to say that God had a son. We can prove that Jesus is not God. All that we can prove that we can prove that, you know. Address the problem that you see, and everybody else see. You know, the people see the problem, but many people is just not gonna stand up. That's just a fact. They're not gonna stand up. You know, and this is one of the reasons that Allah is showing you and is offering you and showing you the blessing of the peoples that would stand up and speak to the problem and stand up and try to correct the problem. Allah telling us all those blessings. You got all kind of blessings coming to you. And then Allah saying that he going to help you with his angels and with the believers and those messengers is going to help you. You know, so you're not going to be alone. You know, we're not going to leave you alone and let the booger man get you. And let Satan come out here. Him and his crew, you know, just jump all over you. Oh, that's not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen, brothers and sisters. So if you like to say something, you know, we need more voices. But if you like to say something, brothers and sisters, Just let us know. Just let us know by saying Assalamu alaikum. I like to say something. Assalamu alaikum. I like to say something. Now we had was it yesterday or day before yesterday? We had a person that listened to our program, and they wanted to say something, but they wanted to curse. They wanted to be disrespectful, and we just couldn't allow that. We can't say that we got a program here and talking about removing racial images out of worship and worshiping God only, and let a person come online and use all kind of bad foul language and be disrespectful to the grown-ups and disrespectful to the children. You know, you got some people, they don't think that cursing is disrespectful. They don't think foul language is disrespectful. This is the type of world that we were living in. Once upon a time, you couldn't say language that was foul in front of older people. Makes no difference what nationality they are, and they gonna say something to you. But today, they're using all kind of foul language. I mean, women's, children, mothers and fathers, using all kind of foul language, like it's something common, it's something natural. It's okay. And that's the way we think about this lie. We are thinking the same way about this lie. About Jesus as the Son of God. Or Jesus as God. We're thinking the same way. That it's okay. That this is natural. We don't have to say nothing about it. It's unnatural, brothers and sisters, to not to say something about it. It's unnatural not to stand up for the truth. That's unnatural. People got to show that they are men and that they are women, they're mothers. They're leaders. And those older people that do respect, young folks do respect. Well, we were remaking the world, brothers and sisters. We're remaking the world, and people, they're getting away with things that eventually they're not going to get away with. It's not going to be permissible. They're not going to be able to do it and just walk away from it and act like it wasn't nothing. You know, I won't surprise that it'll get in a situation where you're going to be charged a penalty. But brothers and sisters, we pray that we... we brought something to you, and we pray that Allah bless us with a better understanding, and we pray that Allah bless us with strength to stand up. If there's anybody that want to make a statement, want to ask a question, you can punch one and come into the queue, and we do the best that we can to ask the question. Biden, you're not asking a question with a whole lot of vulgar language and being disrespectful. If not, brother, we came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace, and we're going to close this up with a prayer. with God's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and grace, and not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray, I mean. So, brothers and sisters, we tomorrow is going to be the brothers' night, and we're going to have some brothers come on, and inshallah, we're going to address the message of concern. So we came to you in peace. We're going to leave in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.